Happy Thursday, guys. How you guys doing? Haven't heard from you guys in a while. I don't know. Today has been a sad day in football and sports in general. I'll get to that in a little bit. But I wanted to touch base with you guys and see what's going on in the world right now. This week, we got the NBA playoffs starting on Saturday. We had an NHL playoff starting yesterday, but nobody cares. But this week, we have the NBA playoffs starting this Saturday. My team is the Bulls. I'm going for the Hornets in the West, but pretty much it's going to be the Lakers and Cavs in the finals. Cavs probably winning it. Hopefully they will. But I'll get to that later. Right now, I just received breaking news from my cousin that I just got breaking news that John Madden is retiring from broadcasting. I mean, it really hurts. I know people hate him because he talks about Brett Favre all the time, but I mean, you gotta appreciate what he's done for the game. Not only for the game, but for, you know, video games too. I mean, at least he could have, like, emailed me or texted me telling me that he was gonna announce his retirement. This came all of a sudden. But, I mean, I wish him well. I wanna take the time out to appreciate him for everything he's done for the game. It's just a sad day in football. But John, this one's for you, man. Boom! You know. Hey Al, how you doing? How's your recital?
That's good, man.
I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I had to go to other obligations like Jesus Jam.
Oh, that's okay. I'll get your report.
All right, thanks. Sorry about that. I'm outside walking to class. But anyway, fast forward. Shout out to John Madden. I hope you listen to my audio, boo. It'll be an honor if you could be my guest on my show. That'd be fantastic. Maybe we can link up sometime because you're not doing anything now. Also, yesterday I saw Marley and Me, and I don't know, you know, sometimes, you know, you just gotta let it go. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I did cry in the movie. And yeah, you call me soft, you call me tough, because I felt like I had a dog. Let me just, for those of you who don't know, I did have a dog my junior year in high school. His name was Champ. He was kind of like a poodle-ish dog. He wasn't a poodle, but he had some poodle in his blood. So don't think I'm soft. I didn't have a poodle as a dog. But anyway, I didn't like him at first. It's like they didn't like him and Marley and me, but over time, you know, I grew to appreciate him, and we ended up being best buds, walking outside together. We'll run after each other and stuff. Just chill, man. He used to be my friend when nobody else would be at certain times. You know, he would understand everything I'm saying to him. He would just, you know, give me advice and stuff. You know, we'll be cool. And then when I came to this stupid school, he ran away. And just like Marley and me, Marley passed away at the end, and I just felt, when I was watching the movie, I just felt that sincere connection between the two. And I couldn't help but fight back tears, because I miss Champ, man. He's my boy. Champ, if you're out there somewhere, I love you, man. I love you, man. But enough with the mopey story. I'll come back. I haven't been having a lot of guests this week. I don't know what's been going on. The finals and stuff, but I will get my guests. I will get you guys. If you guys want to be on the show, you guys know how to hit me up. You guys know about my Twitter. You got me on Twitter. You got me on Facebook. I don't check my MySpace. I do check my Gmail. So hit me up. It's all about you guys. So I'm a 29 out right now. I'm about to go to class. Education Technology, followed by management. So I'll holler at you guys later. Take care. M1.